translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Here also are Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. They are three brothers, and their Sankirtan, congregational chanting, pleases the Lord very much. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Govinda Ghosh belonged to the Kayasth dynasty of the Uttararadhiya section, and he was known as Ghosh Thakur. Even to the present day, there is a place named Agradweep near Kattava, where a fair takes place and is named after Ghosh Thakur. As far as Vasudev Ghosh is concerned, he composed many nice songs about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and these are all authorized Vaishnava songs, like the song of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur, Govind Das Thakur, and other great Vaishnavas. And now we will repeat text 89. Raghava Pandita Iha Acharya Nandan Freeman Pandita Ei Frikant Narayan. Raghava Pandita Yai Acharya Nandan Raghava Pandita Iha Acharya Nandan Freeman Pandita Yai Frikant Narayan. Raghava Pandita Iha Acharya Nandan Freeman Pandita A. Frikant Narayan. Raghava Pandita Iha Acharya Nandan Freeman Pandita A. Frikant Narayan. Raghav Pandit. Raghav Pandit. Iha. Here, Acharya Nandan, Acharya Nandan, Freeman Pandit, Freeman Pandit, A, this, Frikant, Frikant, Narayan, and also Narayan. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Here is Raghav Pandit. Here is Acharya Narayan. Ne, here is Acharya Nandan. There is Sriman Pandit, and here are Frikant and Narayan. Purport. Narottam Das Thakur, honoring the personal associate of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as sung as follows. Prarthana 13. Gaurangera Sangi Gande Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaya Brajendra Sutta Pai. One who is intelligent understand that all the personal associates and devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are ever liberated. This means that because they are always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they do not belong to this material world. One who is engaged in the Lord's devotional service 24 hours daily and never forgets the Lord is called Nitya Siddha. Srila Rupa Goswami confirms this statement. Iha jasya harirdasya karmada manasagira nikhila swapyavasthasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. A person acting in the service of Krishna with body, mind, intelligence and words is a liberated person even within the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.187. A devotee is always thinking of how better to serve Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how to broadcast his name, fame, and qualities throughout the world. One who is Nitya Siddha has no business other than broadcasting the glories of the Lord all over the world according to his ability. Such people are already associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitya Siddha Kari Mane, one should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present 500 years ago, only his associates were liberated. Rather, Srila Narottam Das Thakur said that anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them conditioned. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaya samatityetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who has transcended the material modes of nature is said to be on the Brahman platform. That is also the platform of Nitya Siddha. The Nitya Siddha not only stays on the Brahman platform but also works on that platform simply by accepting the associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nitya Siddha, one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. You have given me an opportunity to speak about the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, I speak in Hindi, but here you have given the opportunity to speak in English, so be prepared to hear in a broken English. I will not speak fluent English. So you get the sense yourself. I will be not always able to convey the message, but you have to get the message. We are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is Madhya Leela. Division of चैतन्य चरितामृत इज मेड इन थ्री पार्ट्स एज लॉन्ग एज चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज इन नवदीप हिज एक्टिविटीज आर डिस्क्राइब्ड इन आदि लीला एंड आफ्टर संन्यास हिज एक्टिविटीज आर डिस्क्राइब्ड इन मध्य लीला एंड अंत लीला. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas without giving information to his family members. All of a sudden, in winter season, he crossed the Ganga at midnight and went to Katva and accept sannyas order. Or taking the sannyas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like a thunderbolt for Sachi Mata. You can understand the situation of Sachi Mata. He is an old lady and her husband, Jagannath Mishra, already had passed away. She has many doubters. She gave birth to many doubters, but none was alive. And her elder son, Vishwaroop, took sannyas at the age of 11. And she didn't find any trace of his elder son. In family, only Nimai was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, the male member. And all of a sudden, he took sannyas. It was very difficult for Sachi Mata to have life, and it was considered that without sayings, once again, Nimai, a younger child, she can't be alive. Nityananda Prabhu arranged a meeting in the house of Advaita Acharya. Now, and he managed to bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the house of Advaita Acharya, and he managed to bring Sachi Mata there. Sachi Mata was full of grief, but there was a very pleasing atmosphere for Advaita Acharya. And he was giving feast to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other devotees who were present there. When some other grihasthas gathered there, they requested Advaita that they should get opportunity to give alms, to give prasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the sannyasi. But Sachi Mata told, consider my case. I think I will not get any opportunity further तो ये प्रसाद तो निमाय, सो आई बेग यू ऑल एज लॉन्ग एज निमाय इज हियर गिव अपॉर्चुनिटी टू गिव मी अपॉर्चुनिटी गिव अपॉर्चुनिटी मी टू फीड चैतन्य महाप्रभु यू कैन मीट निमाय ऑन अदर प्लेसेस बट फॉर मी देयर विल बी नो चांस टू मीट निमाय एट द रिक्वेस्ट ऑफ सची माता ऑल द डिवोटीज एग्रीज सेइंग द ग्रीफ ऑफ सची माता लॉर्ड चैतन्य सरेंडर टू हर He said, though I have accepted sannyas ashram, but I will follow you. Whatsoever place you will take to stay, I stay there. And I am behind you because this body is yours. Sachi Mata, considering all the things, proposed that you should go to Jagannath Puri instead of Vrindavan. Sachi Mata thought, if my son is in Jagannath Puri, I can get information about him because Jagannath Puri and Navdeep were related. On the occasion of Rath Yatra festival, many, many devotees go to Jagannath Puri from Navdeep. Sachima thought, at least I will get some information about my son. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his proposal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told her mother, Mother, I will go to find out my elder brother. I will try to find out a Vishwarup. Oh, this was a big consolation to Sachi Mata. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri and he started a journey of different pilgrimages in South India. And finally, he got the trace of Vishwarup, though he didn't meet him because he has already left his body. And after the tour of South India, he returned. The devotees of Jagannath Puri were very happy. But after the Snan Purnima, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't get the darshan of Lord Jagannath. As you all know, after Snan Purnima, Lord Jagannath remained isolated with her wife Lakshmi Devi. So no people have darshan. It is very difficult for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be without the darshan of Lord Jagannath. So he went to Alalnath. Alalnath is a temple some 20 kilometers away from Jagannath Puri. And the deity of Alalnath and deity of Lord Jagannath are considered to be identical. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Alarnath, maximum devotee followed him. The devotee of Jagannath Puri also went to Alalnath. But there they gave message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the devotees of Navadvip are coming for the festival of Rath Yatra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately sent Swarup Damodar and Govind to welcome them. And he also came. Actually, it was usual the devotees of Navadvip meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and with great enthusiasm they have the cleaning of Gundicha. They were the devotees of Navadvip were around 200. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya met the King Prataparudra to have prasad and accommodation facility for the devotees. They were gathering on Narendra Sarovar. Narendra Sarovar is like nearby the temple of Jagannath Dev. They were gathered there and Gopinath Acharya also met the King Prataparudra. Gopinath Acharya is the brother-in-law of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And he has come to Jagannath Puri from Navadvip. So he knows almost every devotee of Navadvip. They both requested Prataparudra to give facility for Navadvip devotees. So you can understand the spot devotees are. Devotees of Navadvip are and nearby places, the devotees from Bengal are gathered on Narendra Sarovar. And Acharya Gopinath and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya are with the King Prataparudra. Prataparudra already has order the Padicha, the temple staff, to give facility to Bengal devotees. But Prataparudra wanted to have an introduction of Gaudiya Vaishnava, the devotees from Bengal. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya told that you come on the roof, and actually I don't know all the devotees, so Gopinath Acharya will give the identity. So you have the idea of the scene of the story, the devotees of Bengal are gathered on the bank of Narendra Sarovar, the lake named Narendra. And the King Prataparudra and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya are on the roof. Prataparudra requested Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya to give an introduction of the devotees. But Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya told Gopinath Acharya knows better, so he will give the introduction of gathered devotees. The description, the identity, the introduction of many, many devotees has been done. And now we will hear the introduction of some devotees. Govinda Madhava Ghosh, Yai Vasu Ghosh, Teen Bhair Kirtane, Prabhu Payan Santosh. Gopinath Acharya, from the roof, indicating that these are three brothers. They are Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. And about them is telling that they sing very nice. They sing very sweetly, and Tina Bhair Kirtane Prabhu Payana Santosh. Their kirtan is very pleasing to Lord Chaitanya. They sing very sweetly, and it gives satisfaction to Lord Chaitanya. During the Rath Yatra festival, you will read the description that when Lord Jagannath was on the chariot, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged a kirtan party. There were devotees from different places, especially the Bengal devotees, Gaudiya devotees, are very expert in kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu formed 7 groups for kirtan. All the groups are described in the 13th chapter of Madhya Leela. There, one group is formed with Govind Ghosh. Madhav Govind Ghosh Pradhan Kaila R Sampraday Haridas Vishnu Das Raghav Jaha Gai. It is described that one group was formed with the leading position of Govind Ghosh. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu formed different group and he appointed one leader. He will chant first and other will chanting respondingly. So in one group, 6 singers are given, one leader and 5 responding, and 2 person for playing mridanga. One group is headed by Govinda Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh Pradhan Kaila R Sampraday. Govinda Ghosh is leading person in one group, and Haridas, Vishnudas, Raghav, and Madhav, Vasu Ghosh, these 5 person are responding singer. Madhav Vasudev Ghosh, they are the brother of Govinda Ghosh. Or Nitya Karenataha Pandit Vakreswar. The group where Govinda Ghosh is singing, the dance is done by Vakreswar Pandit, and he was very expert in dancing. It is said that Vakreshwara Pandita Prabhu Bada Priya Vritya Ek Bhave Chavisa Pahara Jar Nitya. Vakreshwara Pandit was so expert that he continuously danced for 72 आवर्स 24 प्रहर 24 प्रहर इन वन प्रहर देयर इज 3 आवर द डे इज कंसिस्ट ऑफ 4 प्रहर एक भावे 24 प्रहर जार नृत्य अवेन चैतन्य महाप्रभु वाज सिंगिंग बक्रेश्वर वाज डांसिंग एंड हे डांस कंटिन्यूअसली फॉर 72 आवर्स एंड ए बेग्ड लॉर्ड चैतन्य आई गिव मी 10,000 गंधर्वाज टू सिंग देन आई विल गेट सेटिस्फैक्शन इन डांसिंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु एप्रिसिएटेड हिम एट यू आर लाइक माई विंग वन विंग इफ आई गेट अनदर विंग आई कैन फ्लाई इन स्काई सो आई एम टेलिंग दैट गोविंद घोष इज ए वेरी गुड सिंगर एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु गेव लीडरशिप इन वन ग्रुप ड्यूरिंग द रथ यात्रा फेस्टिवल एंड प्रभु बोले तुम्हें मोर एंड समटाइम्स चैतन्य महाप्रभु बिगेन टू डांस व्हेन गोविंद घोष सिंग्स और चैतन्य महाप्रभु हिमसेल्फ डांसेस और दे आर brother all the brother and all the three were very expert in singing it is said that Govind Ghosh established a temple near Katwa or temple is named Gopinath temple and actually These three brothers were the gopis, the manjaris, in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And when Visakha composed the poem, these three gopis recite these poems. Their name is... कलावती रासोलसा एंड गुण तुंगा और हेयर द इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ थ्री ब्रदर्स इज गिवन दे आर गोविंद घोष एंड राघव घोष एंड वासु घोष वासुदेव घोष और एक्चुअली दे वेयर सिंगर्स इन द pastimes of Lord Krishna. In Braj Leela, Visakha composed poems and they recite those poems. And further, Gopinath Acharya is indicating to Raghav Pandit. He is telling, Raghav Pandit is Acharya Nandan श्रीमान पंडित ए श्रीकांत नारायण इन दिस प्यार इन दिस टेक्स्ट 5 डिवोटीज आर इंट्रोड्यूस्ड राघव पंडित एज ए वेरी डियर टू लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एक्चुअली इन ब्रज लीला ही इज धनिष्ठा धनिष्ठा इज गोपी हु अरेंजेज द फूड स्टॉप्स हु अरेंजेज द मील्स इन द हाउस ऑफ नंद महाराज सी असिस्ट द जसोदा cook different type of foods, and Dhanishta present it to Krishna. And she is very expert in cooking. So in Govinda Leelamrit, it described the different type of sweets and other eating items were prepared by Ghanishta. Actually, Ghanishta himself has come as Raghav Pandit, as in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, it is said, Dhanishtha Bhaksha Samagri Krishnaya Adat Braje Mitam Saiva Sampratam Gauranga Priyo Raghav Pandita. Raghav Pandit is very dear to Lord Chaitanya. And about Raghav Pandit, it is said that Raghav Pandita Prabhu Adi Anuchar, he is the original associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was meeting with the Gaudiya devotees, he has given the glory of Raghav Pandit. He himself glorified Raghav Pandit devotional service. Raghav Pandit very lovingly offered the different food to, different bhog to Lord. It is said that where he was residing, where Raghav Pandit was residing, there were plenty of coconut fruits. But he brings a special coconut fruits for the Lord. Though there were plenty of coconut, and in that area the coconut was rather cheaper, but Raghav Pandit arranges the best quality of coconut. May it cost a higher price. Maybe he has to collect it from a far away area, but he collected it and he put it in water for cooling, and after making a hole in six coconut, he offered to Lord. And it was said that sometimes all the juice was drank by Lord himself. Sometimes the coconut is full of juice, and sometime after bhoga, after offering, it is seen that there is no juice in coconut. When Lord accepted the juice, after that Raghav Pandit cut the fruit of coconut and he collect the pulp of coconut, the cream of coconut, and he put before Lord in plate. Sometimes it is seen that the plate is empty. All the coconut pulp is eaten by the Lord. And sometime after eating, Lord replaces it. Raghav Pandit is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Adi Anuchar. He is the original associate of Lord Chaitanya. And next is Acharya Nandan, Nandana Acharya. Now, Nityananda Prabhu took birth in Radha Desh, Ikchakra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnated himself in Navdeep. They are different place. But when Lord Nityananda got information that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had started Sankirtan movement, he came to Navdeep. But he didn't meet directly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He hid himself in the house of Nandan Acharya. And Lord Chaitanya knew that Nityananda Prabhu had come. He is hiding in the Nandan, in the house of Nandan Acharya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there to meet Nityananda Prabhu. So Gopinath Acharya is indicating, giving the introduction of Nandan Acharya. And one Sriman Pandita, a Srikant Narayan. Sriman Pandit, he is very dear to Lord Chaitanya. And when Lord Chaitanya dances, Sriman Pandit have a deepak lamp during his dance, devotee. Oh, he arranged for light, he keeps torch in his hand for the dance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one is Srikant. Srikant is the son of Damayanti. And he is very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Generally, the Gaudiya Vaishnava go to Jagannath Puri in group, but one Srikant went alone to Jagannath Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept him close to him. After 2 months, he was returning to Navdeep, to Bengal. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave message with him that you should say the Gaudiya Vaishnava, they will not come this year for Rath Yatra because I am coming in Gaud Chhetra in Bengal. Srikant gave the message. And Narayan, he is very dear to Krishna. He is associate of Srivas Thakur. Narayan Pandit ek badai udar, Chaitanya Charana Vinu nahi jane aar. He is the staunch devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He has no other shelter except Lord Chaitanya. Here, an introduction is given to Prataparudra, is given to Prataparudra. And Srila Prabhupada is saying, he is reciting the verse of Narottam Das Thakur, Gaurangera Sangi Gande Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaya Brajendra Sut Pai. Pass. Oh, these are the Nitya Mukta, the eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada is telling that any person who will be dedicated to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully can get the position of eternal associate. He is quoting the shloka from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Iha Jasya Harir Dasya Karmana Manasagira Nikhila Swapyavasthasu Jivan Mukta Sa Uchyate. Rupa Goswami describing the Dasya Bhakti is telling that if one is dedicated to Lord, fully dedicated, there are three aspects of activities. Some activities are on bodily level, some activities are on mental level, and some activities are by words, by speech. The person who is in devouring fully on the all level for the satisfaction of Lord, be it mental level, means he is thinking, willing, feeling how to satisfy the Lord. And if he is engaging his speech to satisfy the Lord, and he is engaging his body for the service of Lord, or maybe he be in a lower position, in lower spaces, in lower socially lower status of life, but these things are not counting. He is on lower position or higher position, he is fully liberated. Oh, devotional service has power to liberate anyone. In Gita, we read, Mam cha yobhya vicharena. If one is fully dedicated, fully engaged in bhakti yoga, he goes on the platform of Brahma Bhut. So, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nitya Mukta, ever liberated. And the person who take them as ever liberated, he will also go to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So here we are saying the introduction of associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given. I tried to give, to present the identity of different associates. Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, in one text, three brothers, and in another text, five devotees: Raghav Pandit, Sriman Pandit, Nandan Achar, Srikant, and Narayan. Other description you will find in other class. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much indeed for your presentation and for your wonderful effort to describe these associates of Mahaprabhu to us and to myself, who has a very dull brain and struggles to appreciate these associates of Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Whenever I read Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I am doing just now, I find myself struggling.
What type of a struggle?
It's very personal. It's not a very transcendental struggle. It's a struggle of ignorance, trying to cross the bridge into something wonderful. I was very moved. At the beginning you mentioned how normally you speak in Hindi. This is your mother tongue.
Yes.
But because you've been invited to speak, you'll...
I tried.
And you tried. So I honor that. I think you did a wonderful job. I felt very moved when you spoke about Mother Sachi and how heartbroken she was at the loss of both of her sons, one of whom took sannyas at the age of 11 and then disappeared, and then Nimai also took sannyas. And I was very moved at how she ended up staying at the home of Advaita Acharya, is that right? So that she could be close by. And also how she asked them, could you please allow me to serve him? I was very moved. It's very important for me to understand that these pastimes that are going on, it's possible for me to connect with them in emotionally. It is very important. And when I feel myself becoming emotional and possibly tearful sometimes to hear these stories, I think that I feel hopeful. I feel hopeful that I'm still alive and not dead inside. So I just wanted to say that personally, I don't think I've heard you speak. I suspect that you're possibly a resident at Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Yes, because I
remember you were recalling the names of the deities there in the beginning also. So my name is Kishore Das, and I thank you very much for your presentation this morning, and thank you for being here. Thank you.
Actually, the moment you release the pastime of Chaitanya, that is the best moment of life. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.